Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what makes top realtors successful. One of the things that Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting, we get to represent many of the top real estate agents and teams in North America. And I've been coaching and training and consulting real estate agents and companies for getting close to 30 years now. You know, one of the things I've gotten to see thousands of agents from start to finish and how they've grown their business. And one of the things I've noticed is I think that one of the primary, if not the primary key to success between those that elevate and succeed at top level and those that don't is the willingness to get uncomfortable. So often as humans, we look for comfort. You know, we want to do what's comfortable to us. We want to do what's natural for us. When we hear or learn about what it takes to succeed, we say things like, well, that's not who I am. I'm not good at technology, so that's not my thing. Or I don't feel comfortable saying that. I don't like when people say that. Or, you know, I'm not a good detail person. I don't like spreadsheets. You know, I don't want to do something that requires accountability. I don't like calendaring. I don't like to use calendars, you know, things like that. All those, because no one likes to do that stuff. I mean, if you're a junkie for any of that kind of stuff, something's wrong with you, you know. But they're willing to get uncomfortable and get purposeful, and they don't use those things as excuses. And I could go on and on and on with a list of uncomfortable activities in business or real estate that gets in people's way. But it's that willingness to get comfortable over and over again, too. The ones that get highly successful, they see something that looks like pain, you know, like, I'm going to have to take this entire course to attend this seminar or something like that, or I'm going to have to pay for coaching. There's a big one. We are a coaching company. I'm going to invest in a coach that specializes in this. You know, the coaching can cost $1,000 a month, but I'm going to invest in that because I think I'm going to get it back. And that's extremely uncomfortable. That could run your finances tight. There's endless examples of people getting uncomfortable. Let me show you a good kind of summary of them. I'm going to turn my screen around so you can see them. And you can see here, here's an example of the comfort zone. And we kind of start here in the middle in the yellow. And this is where we feel very safe and we're in absolute control, right? And then when we decide to jump into something new, it might be hiring our first administrative assistant or deciding to finally time block and start reaching out and making a certain number of contacts to our sphere of influence every single morning for 2 hours. You know, that means we're going to have to start to move into our fear zone, right? And that's our fear zone is the most dangerous place. It's where, you know, 90% of people quit because we lack a lot of self-confidence. You know, we're not sure if it's going to work. We start thinking of all the different things that can go wrong. Well, I'm going to start bothering my friends if I call them every single morning. And that's not who I am. And then I have to get into the office earlier. I have to wake up. So it's going to be harder for me to work out. And my health's really important to me. So I'm not going to, you know, so you start moving into that problem. We start finding excuses, right? Well, if I hire that administrative assistant, I mean, that's really risky. I really should be doing all the work myself. I got to watch my expenses, right? So I'm not going to expand my business. I'm not going to invest in my business because, you know, I don't have time to train them right now anyway. Very common excuses that, you know, as coaches, we're always trying to push our clients through these different zones. And this is the hardest one to get through, right? And you can be very affected by others' opinions. In fact, you'll be looking for them. When you're in the fear zone, you'll be running around looking for these opinions. You're hoping someone tells you not to call your SOI. I would never bother my SOI. I still sell 40 houses a year and I don't do that. Whew, boy, thank goodness, because you get a few of those, then you don't have to get uncomfortable. We can go right back to our comfortable zone because we found a good enough excuse, right? And we found that excuse by someone else's opinion. Or, you know, I sell 50 houses a year. I would never hire an administrative assistant because, I mean, that would just mean I'm going to lose another $30,000, $35,000 a year in salary. And I could do a lot with $30,000, $35,000 extra dollars a year. Whew, good enough reason for me. I'm back in the comfort zone. They forget about why they wanted to move out of the comfort zone in the first place, because they wanted to actually make an extra $100,000, $200,000 a year by hiring the admin assistant or by calling their SOI. So they look for anything to go right back in. And that's what happens in that fear zone, because we haven't made much of a commitment. We've just gone to this point. So for those of you that said, hey, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try hiring an admin, or I'm just going to give it a whirl. I'm just going to try to call my sphere of influence every morning and see how it goes. That's not a really good commitment. There's almost no accountability for it. That's why we don't like the word try a lot. In fact, Yoda from Star Wars, I think he had the famous quote. It was try, there is no try. You either do or do not. And that's what we want you to do. We want a commitment, because the only way you're going to break through the fear and learning zone into the growth zone, where you're going to get all your success and good results you intended from, is a firm commitment internally with you and even with another, like a coach or an accountability partner, to drive you forward, in this case, into that learning zone. And that's where we start to actually deal with challenges and problems. We don't run backwards. We actually work through them, because anytime you're going from one level to the next, in your real estate career, you're going to have to overcome obstacles and hurdles. It does not come easy, because you're uncomfortable. You're going to have to fail a lot, right? And you fail a ton in here. And that's, and that's how we call failing forward. We're going to fail forward, because that's how we acquire new skills. We learn through skill development and failing how to get better at new skills. And our comfort zone extends and gets larger and larger, because now we've done something enough in an uncomfortable fashion where it starts to actually become comfortable. So our comfort zone's extending now, because we're actually getting uncomfortable. That uncomfortable activity over and over again starts to become comfortable. So we don't make these extreme statements like, man, I just want to, I want to do what I love, and I don't love that. Well, you don't know you love that till you do it enough. I mean, I'm from California, and this might be a California example, but you'll get the gist. I like to surf. Surfing is not very fun for anyone when you first try it, okay? So you'll go out there and you're just gonna fall a whole lot. You're gonna get pounded by waves. Your face might go into sand or even rocks, depending where you are. Water up your nose, water in your ears. It's terrible, water everywhere. And it's not fun. You just stand up, fall. If you can even stand up, otherwise you get knocked over by waves. You gotta go back out through the waves. You get knocked over again until you get the hang of it. And it takes a lot of trips out and a lot of failing before surfing becomes easier, more comfortable. Then once you get to a point where you can stand up and you can ride a wave, and then you start learning how to turn on the wave and things like that, it becomes amazing. It's exhilarating. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. However, you meet someone who's tried surfing. They'll say, it just wasn't for me. I've tried it. It wasn't for me. Another sport that might, compared to it would be golf, right? Like golf takes a lot of time to enjoy it, because it's when you first start playing golf, it's not a whole lot of fun because you're terrible at it. So you have to get out there and fail over and over, miss the ball, hit it all over the place, roll it down the fairway, until you start doing uncomfortable things to get better at it, like going to the driving range and hitting ball after ball after ball after ball, maybe in the heat, or going and putting on the putting range over and over and over until you get good at putting. Until you start doing uncomfortable things, you're not really going to enjoy it. So when someone tells me, man, I don't like surfing that much, or I don't like golf that much, how can they know if they like it or not? Because they haven't allowed themselves to get uncomfortable enough times to get comfortable with it. So what you're saying is you could never like it, or you're not willing to put in the time to develop your skills until you like it. Because that's what we're doing in real estate, right? If we're saying we don't like something, how the heck do you know if you haven't become proficient at it yet? If you haven't gotten to a place where you have gone into this learning zone and pushed through it because you were allowing yourself to fail forward, and you enabled yourself and empowered yourself to trust and have faith that you would start to like it once you became proficient at it. And then we get into that growth zone, and that's when you're riding the wave right there. You found purpose, you're living your dreams, your comfort zone has now been extended all the way out. You can set totally new goals. Your whole career and profession looks differently now. And you've learned that you can conquer objectives. That's the key to breaking through and extending that comfort zone all the way out through your growth zone. It's really getting through the fear and learning zones. And in a nutshell, the fear and learning zones, getting through that fear zone, is overcoming your own fears, your negative thoughts, and controlling the way you think, and then allowing yourself to fail forward in the learning zone and not quitting because you're committed. Remember, there is no try. We're either doing this or we're not going to do it from the start. But once we do it, we're going to commit and we're going to go all the way through and break through and stay uncomfortable for as long as possible. And that's the motto, stay uncomfortable, and sooner or later, we must have faith that it will become comfortable to us. Stop assessing as to whether you like something or not before you become proficient at it. Talk to people that are proficient at it and see if they enjoy it and learn about how they broke through and their struggles. And you see, they seem to like it. It's just that barrier of breaking through those first two hurdles. And there's so many hurdles in real estate. Like I said, getting a habit of lead generating every day, putting together your profit and loss statement, getting your sphere of influence database together and putting an annual contact plan together that's automated in your CRM, hiring administrative assistants. Each step of growing a real estate team does it. I could go on and on and on. Hiring a coach, using a calendar, time management. All of those things are not fun. And those are all different ways that we need to get uncomfortable to go forward. And when I say go forward, that means two things. It means you're going to need those things to get more income and get more of your personal life balance back. Too many people that don't adopt and aren't willing to get uncomfortable, they just work themselves to death and they make more money. And the only way they can make more money is work harder. And so they really sacrifice their life balance and they develop really, really bad habits that can be broken. But the more you do it, the longer it is, the harder it is to break the habit. So they're just unwilling to get uncomfortable and they just keep doing what they're doing. They just do more of it. Right? Like, I'm just doing this. I'm not changing any of my habits. I'm not changing any of my systems. I'm not managing my time any differently. I'm just going to work harder to make more money. And that's always a really bad business model to be on, is the only way to make more money is to work more hours. Ultimately, we hit a ceiling. We hit burnout. Lots of bad things happen then. Really bad thoughts. You get very, very negative people when that happens. So I strongly embrace the concept of getting uncomfortable. And I hope this helps you. And if this does help you, please like the video below and click on the subscribe button to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching. If you have any questions or comments or thoughts, ideas, put them in the comments below. We'll get back to you on that. You can also connect with Eisenhower Coaching on Facebook and Instagram, or better yet, you can go to therealestatetrainer.com. And there you can subscribe to our newsletter where you get lots of videos like this. You'll get all kinds of scripts, tools, best practices, all for free. Would love to get you on board with us and have you join our community. But in the time being, like the video, subscribe to us. Hope this helps. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.